Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time that we're able to spend together. I thank you for joining me. And my heart is very full, and there's a moving of God's Spirit in my life, and I just, by the word of the Lord, want to share with you that things are going to be different. Things are not going to be the same. Why? Because you are not going to be the same. God is going to, by His anointing, destroy the yoke of bondage in your life, where you can go forward in a freedom and a peace and a joy you've not known before. Let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for this time. Father, I ask you right now for the ministry of the Lord to every listener. Father, you know their needs, you know the burdens on their hearts. And Father, I just thank you that you are our burden bearer and that we're to cast every care upon you because you care for us. So Lord, by faith, we do that right now. Every concern, every anxious thought, Lord, we cast them off and we give them, Lord, every one of those concerns and burdens to you. And Lord, we ask for a flowing and a moving of your Spirit in our lives in a way we've not experienced before. Lord, have your way, not only on this broadcast, but through the week as you administer through the Word of God. And Lord, we thank you for your love for us, and we give you honor and praise for all that you're doing in our personal lives and in the body of Christ. We say amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord would speak to you on this wise, my beloved. I have a word of comfort and exhortation, but before I would share that, I want you to take these few moments to enter into the secret place of the Most High, that I might overshadow you with my love, that you would experience my presence deep within your spirit, in the very depths of your soul, that you would experience the love and the power that is extended to you, that every difficulty you have faced, every trial and temptation, while you have carried on and you have walked in obedience, you have trusted your God even when you did not have the answers. I have looked at your faithfulness and am pleased with your obedience because you were willing to press on and to go on when you didn't have the answers, except you knew that your God was leading you forth, that I was leading you in a plain path. And I would say to you, my beloved, that I would minister through the power of my Holy Spirit in the depths of your being, that you will know of a surety how great my love is for you, and that I am your shield, I am your buckler. I surround you not only with my love, but with the very angels of God who are the ministers to the heirs of salvation. And so I have called you to walk this pilgrim path. I have called you to walk the pathway that I have laid before you. And while you would desire to know and see afar off, yet I would have you to walk hand in hand with me day by day. And in so doing, being aware of my presence in the moment, in the seconds of your day, in the planning of your day, and I will lead you into a place of peace and prosperity of soul that you have not experienced before. Experience my love right now, for I would minister to you. And the word I would speak to you my beloved, of exhortation. As my word declares, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And I say, I would have you to count fear in all of its forms, anxiety and tension and stress, and the things that would upset and trouble your spirit. I say, fight them as you would fight the deadliest enemy. For fear is the absence of faith, and I would have you confident that I am with you, and there is nothing that you face that we cannot handle together, that I would not give you the wisdom, that I would not give you the understanding, that I would not give you the direction that you should walk in. So what have you to fear? For I am with you. Do you remember my servant Moses, as is recorded in my word, when I spoke to him of the high calling on his life, and he hesitated, and he was fearful, and he drew back to the point that he tested my patience? And the word that I gave to him is the word that I give to you. My presence will go with you, and I shall give you rest. So fear not. Fear not the future. Fear not the adversary. Fear not the enemies of your soul that would seek to bring dread and omens of doom regarding the future, regarding your present circumstances, for they are lies, they are myths. I am your God, and I am not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to give you a hope and a future, plans to bring you into the fullness of all that I have planned for your life. And I have yet joys for you that you have not experienced. And I have seen your tears, and I say, dry your tears, and look forward. Do not look to the past, to the regrets, to the sorrows, to the things that have hurt you deeply, to the things that have wounded your spirit. For I am your God, and I am the healer of broken hearts. I am the healer of broken spirits, of wounded spirits. And I will put a word in your heart and a word in your mouth, even praise unto your God. For as David said, I bring my people up out of a horrible pit, their feet out of the miry clay, and I have set you upon a rock that I may establish your goings, and I would put a new song in your mouth, even praise unto your God. So therefore, my beloved, be encouraged by this word that I would speak to you today. Resist the enemy, resist fear, resist anxiety as a mortal, dreaded enemy, and know, because where fear is, there is no faith. And just trust in your God, for I stir your faith today, as I did in the days of your youth. And I speak not only of physical youth, I speak of spiritual youth. When you first gave your heart to me, the fervor and passion of that first love I restore and renew to you. So faint not, but set your eyes upon your God, and know that you need not fear that which is behind you, the past. You do not have to fear your present difficulties, but keep your eyes set upon the author and finisher of your faith. For I lead you in a straight path that shall lead you into glory upon glory, that shall cause your mind to be transformed, to be renewed, and you shall experience my transformation, for I lead you into a place of peace, of joy inexpressible and full of glory. Be at peace, my beloved, for I am with you, and if I am with you, you have need of nothing else, says your God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, there are so many of your people that have gone through such pain and testing and hurt. But, Lord, I thank you that this is a dawning of a new day. I thank you, Lord, that this is a new beginning, a time in which we will see wounds healed, broken spirits brought into wholeness, sorrow turned into joy, our mourning into dancing. Lord, I thank you. I thank you in behalf of all those who have called out to you. And Lord, it seemed that the heavens were brass. Oh Lord, they knew you loved them, but Lord, it was been such a hard place. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to cause the path that has been so difficult, you're going to make it a smooth path. And the glory of the Lord is going to be seen upon us. The mountains shall be brought low, and the rough places shall be made plain. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for your glory rising upon us. I thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. I thank you, Lord, for spiritual breakthroughs. I thank you, Lord, for tangible financial breakthroughs. I thank you, Lord, for circumstantial breakthroughs. I thank you, Lord, the work of the enemy is bound in those relationships that have been assaulted by the work of the darkness and the enemy. And I thank you, Lord, for forgiveness and reconciliation in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, thank you as we delight ourselves in you. You truly will give us the desires of our heart. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Well, beloved, I knew the Lord had a word and wanted to speak with you. I hadn't expected that he would share for the length of the broadcast, but that's all right. We could use this every day, right? Receive of his ministry, hear the word of the Lord, and I've taken what he's spoken to my own heart and apply it to my own life. Amen? That's what we need to do. His word is alive and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Well, beloved, it's been a privilege to minister to you, and I invite you, if you're a new listener, to tune in tomorrow with the Lord's will and blessing. We will go into a message as he directs, and then I thank you for your time, for joining me today, and if you have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and if you'd like a personal ministry, a personal letter, I invite you, should you email, to share your mailing address. I love you, my UCM partners, my radio family. I pray for you every day. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.